Has God ever called you to do something that sounded crazy? There was a disciple of Jesus Christ in Damascus named Ananias. God said to Ananias in a vision, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul." See Acts 9:11. Understandably so, Ananias was a bit concerned, reminding God of the evil through murder that Saul did to the saints in Jerusalem, having received full authority to do so from the chief priests. But God told Ananias to go, despite his reservations, because God chose to use Saul as an instrument for his kingdom purposes. Ananias obeyed God, went to Saul, and ministered to him through the laying on of hands and prayer. God then healed Saul, restoring his sight and filling him with the Holy Spirit. Saul then got up and was baptized, a public proclamation of the inner change of Saul's heart from murderer to evangelist. Is God calling you to do something that sounds impossible? Perhaps ministering to someone who you think will never receive the truth about Jesus Christ? Don't underestimate the Lord. In obedience, like Ananias, follow God's leading.